For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Micah's Monday playlist gets better as the day grows longer. Revolution. Notice me.
If I had you by my side day and night, years I've been waiting on you. Now I'm on the day.
This Friday is Drew Says Christmas. We'd love to see you out there. It's at the Walmart Supercenter, 8001 US Highway 19, Pinellas Park. Ton of special guests coming by. We've extended an invite to everyone at 102.5 The Bone to come on by. Sorry that Anna Hummel thinks that I don't like her, but that's not true.
I gotta tell you, I'm a dumbass. I don't even know why I said that. I felt like...
Was it true?
Yes!
Well, then why would you feel like a dumbass?
Well, I could have said it to you off the air. I just felt like I didn't bring it to you before that. I just started, remembering things from the night, and that popped out. I just felt like I was starting trouble.
You're not starting trouble.
No, it's real raw radio.
No, I know,
authentic.
I know.
It's straight from the heart.
No, I know.
I mean, you'd be starting trouble if I was like, that bitch, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no.
I just feel bad.
No, yeah, sorry.
I just feel bad that she thinks that I don't like her, because I don't not like her. In fact, yeah. I like her.
Yeah, I sat in with Johnny B and Anna and Will for a minute, and, we had a good thing. So, I just... A lot of love. I didn't want to seem like I was taking the love fest we had and then trying to stir up drama with it.
I mean, there are people who, if they said that I didn't like them, they might be right, but it's not Anna Hummel. I don't know what to do about it. I went to text her during the break, say sorry you think that I don't like you, but then I realized I don't have her number stored, so maybe she knows something I don't. Anyway, sincere apologies. I don't dislike you. Now I has a sad. So there's a reporter, and she is reporting on a marathon, right? There's either a 5K or a marathon or something going on.
Yes, yes.
And some people are running by her, and they are waving their hands in front of the camera and waving their hands in front of her face, etc. And then some lady or some dude runs by and smacks her on the ass.
I'm completely frozen right now. I need a standby. But you saw the video, right?
Saw it a couple times.
Yeah. So the I was alluding to being somewhat, apprehensive of what went down. The look on her face was so traumatized. And maybe it is for a woman to be smacked on the butt. It is traumatic, I guess.
Right.
But it was the look on her face was someone had stabbed her in the back.
She's reporting, and that's a blind slap. So she's there doing her job, and then everybody's waving, which is obnoxious as is.
Right.
You're an adult. You don't need to stick your hand in my face.
Maybe I'm underselling the butt slap. Maybe that's the problem here.
She shouldn't have got her butt slapped.
Whoa, not expecting that is what she said. Her name is, let's see here, Alex Borzerjian, and a youth minister running by smacked her in the ass. Now, he's been asked not to return to the race in Georgia in the 5K that he was running. Is that enough, or would you say that this is a sexual assault?
I don't know. I mean, what would be the other alternative for punishment? I mean, is this guy going to get, is he going to become a sex offender?
Well, if you put your hand on a woman's ass in an unwelcome way.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Did you not commit a sexual assault? I'm not saying you digitally did anything, but if you touch a woman in her butt, boob, or crotch against her will and without her knowledge, have you not committed a sexual assault?
It's up to her to decide what really his punishment should be, whether or not it is assault,
right,
or if she's just reprimanding him and saying you can't come back and do the race. But yeah, it's assault. If it's unconsensual, it's assault.
The I wasn't expecting that was not from the butt slap, by the way.
It was
that
not.
That happens before.
Oh.
That happens before. Can I play it from the top? And
yeah.
Then you, I don't even think that there's a direct vocal response. It's the look on her face that that really is traumatic.
Volume really sucks.
It does.
Too.
This is from the Washington Post. There's a baby crying in the background. That was it.
Yeah, and you can tell immediately that happens. She goes from like, "Whoa," was not expecting that in a joking way, to horrified.
Yeah,
like female reporters deserve better than for men to put their hands on them when they're out in public with the, against their will. If you grope a woman in a bar, and she didn't want you to grope her, you're gonna catch a charge.
Like,
right?
What is that charge?
I think it's sexual assault.
Yeah, I mean that's you're right.
I mean, I think. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Like here's this is I'm not excusing what this guy did, and if it is a sexual assault charge, let him be locked up. I just think that it's not a man can perceive that as nothing. You know what I mean? Like
right.
That guy, there are sexual assaults when a man does that, he knows he's doing something terrible. I would imagine this dumbass had no grasp on what he was doing and how bad it was.
Well,
saw the reporter, saw the live shot, whatever it was. Not, and that's not an excuse. I'm just saying, should that be the same, you know, punishment for other sexual assaults?
Not like a first degree sexual assault, but maybe like a third degree.
If that is the case and he doesn't have the whereabouts or knowledge to understand that just slapping somebody on the butt isn't okay, then he shouldn't definitely not be around children.
He's a minister, which makes this, in my opinion, even worse.
Yeah, that's insane.
Now, we're not sure if cops are working on this. She is considering filing charges. Her name again, Alex Bozarjian. And she tweeted out, "To the man who smacked my butt on live TV this morning, you violated, objectified, and embarrassed me. No woman should ever have to put up with this at work or anywhere. Do better." That tweet tells me she's probably not going to press charges, but I think she should. Drew Graba Live. Hello, who are you?
My name is Raheem Harris.
What did he say his
and
name?
Raheem Harris.
All right, what's up, Raheem?
I just want to, I'm not, what he did was wrong, completely wrong, but I need the same energy because a couple of months ago, maybe a year ago, I don't know if it was a fad, but all those females that, the male reporters were reporting and the females would come out of nowhere and give the guy a kiss on the cheek. No, it was no uproar for that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was a big thing on the internet. There's a lot of clips where guys were sitting there reporting and girls would just come out of nowhere and just give guy a kiss on the cheek and then leave. And hee hee, chee chee, and then leave like it was okay.
Oh.
I'm like, that's not okay at all.
No, it's not.
That slapped a woman's butt, that's right. Not okay either.
Correct.
But we need to have the same energy when it comes to both sexes. We can't, we're making it too much one-sided, and we got to understand, forget about sexes.
Oh.
This is adult stuff. We're both adults.
Right.
Keep your hands to yourself. Bottom line, if you're an adult, I don't care if you're male or female, keep your hands to yourself. Love the show.
Thanks,
it's
Ryan.
Been a long time since I called in.
Thanks, dude.
Appreciate you.
Y'all appreciate you. Thanks, man. I don't want to keep the same energy, maybe 50% energy. They're both wrong, but like kissing someone on the cheek is about half the energy of smacking him on the ass. That's all.
Really? I can tell you I would feel much more uncomfortable and I would feel like I was wronged more if somebody put their lips on my face than their hand on my ass.
John's right, because that girl, when I had the atrocious date with that one girl.
The suck it, Bubba?
The, why you gotta be such a dick ass, Bubba? That girl, when she had her hands all over me, that was bad enough. But it was when she leaned over and kissed me on the face, that's when I'm putting you in Uber and getting you out of here. That was what went too far.
Yeah, and then you still gave her a second chance on Saturday night, which is cool.
That was not her. Drew Graba Live, who are you?
Hey, guys. Football play, man. It's a compliment. It was a great job.
Yeah, this isn't, just so you know, this isn't a football game. This is a woman doing a report on a race where a guy came up that she doesn't know. You're certainly smart enough to know the difference.
Right?
You sound like a relatively smart guy, giving you a lot of credit here. You know there's a difference between your teammate giving you a welcome swat on the ass because you know him and a complete stranger unwelcomingly and unwantingly swacking a woman on the ass. You know there's a difference there.
Come on, Drew. If that was you on the side thing, I'll smack you in the ass, brother. I'm like, what's up, brother? Good job. Good job. So
he's not here for any real purpose.
No, you're gone. 727-579-1025. Drew Grubb Alive, who are you?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. What's up?
Hi. So I wanted to just comment about the butt slap.
Yes.
Because I can hear in John's voice that I understand where he's coming from. This sort of thing, it just used to be nothing. Oh, it's just a butt slap. It's okay. But women are just tired of it now. So it's where what men think or what other people think, like, it's no big deal. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't 10 years ago or 20. But I think everybody's just so tired of it that now
are you getting smacked? Like people, you getting smacked on the ass all over the place, Mary? Is that happening to you?
Well, no. Maybe not anymore. Maybe back in the day.
All right.
But it's just men have never had to deal with the catcalls and the sexual harassment and the unwanted touching. It's just we're tired of it. We're tired of men thinking that they could just play with us whenever they feel like it. It's not acceptable anymore. It's not okay.
This one's for Mary and all the other women out there tired of getting swatted on the ass. We're not gonna take it. Thanks, Mary. Love you.
Thank you. Love your show. Bye.
Drew Grubb Alive. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who are you?
My name is Lori.
Hey, Lori, what do you think about this lady doing a live spot for a 5K and some youth minister coming up behind her and smacking her right on the ass?
I am so sick of everybody being so damn sensitive.
Yeah.
So what? He smacked her on the ass. Big deal. I can't take this whole society. Oh, you offended me. Oh, you hurt my feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares? He smacked her on the ass. Big deal. Get over it.
How old are you?
I'm 43 years old.
Ugh.
I am so sick of all these wimpy women out here. Oh, he offended me. Get over yourself.
So just so we're on the same page, you're at a bar and I find you attractive. I can just come up both hands and give you the Tune In Tokyo and grab your boobs?
You know what? Tune In Tokyo, go for it, boo. I don't really care. Everybody is so sensitive nowadays. You can't say anything without offending someone.
This isn't saying something, just so you know. This is a man taking his hands and putting them on a woman's body, and he doesn't.
He smacked her ass. Big deal. Here you go. Good job, girl. Keep on reporting. Our society has become so sensitive because somebody makes a big deal out of everything nowadays. You can't do anything. You can't fork crook it. Our society has become so ultra-sensitive.
What?
Whether it's something with your hands, something out of your mouth.
Fork.
I got to tell you, John Brennan doesn't have a hair on his ass if he doesn't get this woman under contract.
Yeah, I was going to say, since I hate Anna Hummel so much, replace her with this lady.
On the radio, I would love my own show. I would love to tell people how it really is nowadays.
I'd love to not listen to that.
I can't stand it.
You would have the best show I would never listen to. Yes, Micah?
May I ask you what you do for a living?
Yeah, what do you do, ma'am?
I don't want to say it. I don't want to say what I do because then I'd rather not.
What are you eating?
I'm eating ice cream in the car.
Dude, I love this woman. This woman is
so
sweet.
It's like you're driving around, driving down the road in December and you're eating ice cream?
You're damn straight I am.
What flavor is it? Whore?
Oh, boo, don't you know it.
Let me just ask, I know we're like all kind of joking around with your hard takes here. But for you, there's got to be a line.
Not so deep.
If that guy runs up behind her and he like checks her oil, you're not going to feel the same way that you feel right now, right? Like there is a line.
There is a line. But stop being so sensitive.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it was a simple slap. Get over yourself. I saw her look, and she's like, ah! You know, if she
You're garbage.
I am garbage. I am garbage.
I'd like to take that trash out if you know what I'm saying, baby.
Leave it down by the curb.
Take me out all day, all night, as long as you pay my bills, honey.
There you go. You are something else. Listen, thank you. I appreciate the call. You go ice cream cone or ice cream cup?
Ice cream cone.
Yeah, garbage. All right, thank you. I hope we hear from you again. You're amazing.
Yep. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Wow. And believe it or not, there's people that pay for their callers.
I would pay $5 for a lady to call the show with that opinion. Hello.
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 Hey, man, I just wanted to say on the, slapping on the ass thing, I've been in the bar, man, and some chick come up, slap me or pinch me on the ass, and I didn't mind, but my old lady saw the mud hole in her butt. So, it depends on whether she's flirty or not.
I guess you're right, sir. It depends on if she's flirty or not.
Did he was going to stomp a mud hole in her butt?
Yeah, that's what his old lady was going to stomp a mud hole in her butt.
Will we ever get to unveil the joke that you got on me over the weekend via text?
Sure.
Yeah.
Next. Drew Grubb Alive. Hello. Who are you?
Hey, Drew. It's Mark. How you doing today?
Hey, Mark. How you doing, pal?
I want that lady's phone number.
Of course you do.
Awesome. Oh, we all.
I was going to say, I knew someone was going to ask for it. Drew Grubb Alive. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Drew?
What's up, sir?
No, not a whole lot. I just wanted to weigh in on the whole reporter getting her butt grabbed on television.
I'm not going to lie. I thought this would last like 5 minutes because I thought everyone would say, yes, it's a sexual assault, and we'd move on. I never thought we'd get
cut and dry anymore.
Call from that chocolate ice cream cone lady. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. No, I don't want to give too information, but I do work as a batter's interventor and a sexual abuse counselor in Tampa.
Okay.
So I have a little bit of professional information. It isn't okay, and comparing a kiss on the cheek to a grab on the buttocks is not okay. And while some other men may think that, it is okay, oh, it's just being playful, it's just being harmless, it's more of what the weight and what that matters to the person that is actually happening to. Because I can honestly say that a grown man reporting probably wouldn't appreciate women just coming up and grabbing him by the jock. Probably would think that it's just equally as not okay.
Okay.
And there's just a bit of education that needs to be spread around, and people just need to understand that there are certain things and boundaries that need to be established, and those boundaries have now become blurred over the last 20 years, and they're reaching new depths.
Well, you said it's not okay to try to compare a slap on the butt to a woman kissing a man on the cheek. So a woman kissing the man on the cheek is more okay than the slap on the butt? I'm just asking.
Subjectively. Yes and no. It really depends on the person that it's happening to. Some people have a thing with personal space, and I respect that. Other people have much wider boundaries with their personal space and don't necessarily care, but
right.
It really all depends on the individual.
Yeah, I have a thing with strangers' mouths and not wanting them on my body.
I understand that. Strangers' hands on their butt, not so much. Today's It's Okay, It's Not Okay centers around a lady who got kicked off a flight because of something she was wearing. One could argue that it was a religious T-shirt, and she was asked off the flight because she refused to change her shirt. We'll decide whether that is okay or not okay next on Drew Grubb Alive. Italiano Insurance wants to remind you to help this season come alive this holiday season by donating children's toys and non-perishable food items to Metropolitan Ministries. For years, Metro Ministries has been a local donor and volunteer-fueled community nonprofit, and they've led Tampa Bay in providing help to families in need. Drop off your new toys or non-perishable food at the Italiano office at 3021 Swan or go to their website at italianoinsurance.com. While you're at italianoinsurance.com, where you can make a donation to Metropolitan Ministries, you'll also be able to give yourself an insurance checkup. See if you're overinsured in certain areas, underinsured in certain areas. Maybe you could use some flood insurance, fire, boat. Italiano represents all the major agencies, and they'll find the ones that fit you best. Italiano, by the way, one of the largest family-owned insurance agencies in the state of Florida, yet they still deliver personal, legendary customer service. You can help change a life today by going to italianoinsurance.com. Italiano, they've been making a difference in our community for 60 years.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.